The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday. That means new releases. It's November 30th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade. And yes, we're bringing you those new releases and a wide variety of sounds, but all of them sort of touching on the idea of human suffering in one way or another. So you might be able to dance about human suffering, or you might just be able to go cry in a corner.
So maybe sit down before you listen to the rest of the podcast, or get in bed, because that's actually what this first story is about. We're going to talk about one music news story before getting into all this week's new releases. Have you heard of Bedstock, Jade?
No. I mean, it sounds like something I would really get into because I enjoy laying in my bed.
Who doesn't? Bedstock is a virtual music festival that has artists recording performances in bed to raise funds to fight cancer.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. And so do they just do this on their own, or like what's the process for this?
Yeah, they pretty much just do it on their own in presumably their own bed, although a lot of them fake it. And I'm like, oh, come on. You've got a bed. Put on your footy pajamas.
Jay, do you want people to really see your bed and like know when they're picturing Jay talking on the podcast, they can like envision you in your actual bed?
Well, as a digital producer, the first thing I think when I think of making a video in my bed is, well, there's a window behind the bed, so the lighting would be really tricky. Ideally, you'd want that on the other side. Maybe turn the bed around. Anyway, so this is all for the children. So this isn't like sexy time in bed.
No.
This is cutesy time in bed. And this year's performances are off the hook in terms of the list of artists who they got to record in-bed performances. Walk the Moon do Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, whoa.
Jeff Tweedy plays Pecan Pie. TV on the Radio do Satellite on a beach blanket bed that they spread out. The Revolution, yes, Prince's band, play Raspberry Beret. And this is how we learn that Dr. Fink wears his scrubs even to bed.
Nice.
I'm With Her, cover Adele's Send My Love. Lisa Loeb plays Say Hello. And even Weird Al Yankovic brings the whole band to bed for his dark 1988 original, Good Old Days.
Well, sometimes I think back to when I was younger. Life was so much simpler then. Dad would be up at dawn, he'd be watering the lawn, or maybe going fishing again.
And speaking of one of those artists mentioned, Jeff Tweedy, he has a new album, and it was actually your vote on Twitter for the most anticipated album of the week. That's what's going to kick off today's rundown of new releases. And I had to scratch my head because I cannot believe that Jeff Tweedy has never put out a solo album of new music. He's made music with Uncle Tupelo. He's made music with Wilco. He has a variety of side projects. And he even put out a previous solo record. But that one was just redone versions of old songs from those various projects that he thought should all live together. So here we are. And what does Jeff Tweedy have to say all on his own? Well, Atlantic called him a philosopher on the topic of suffering, and that is exactly what the songs on Warm showcase. This universal quality of pain and suffering, and you have Jeff Tweedy's rumpled, cozy sweater of a voice walking you through it all on songs like I Know What It's Like.
When the controversial hip-hop collective Odd Future made a splash several years ago, you might or might not have predicted that its members would remain at the cutting edge of new music in 2018. Frontman Tyler, the Creator, is behind the new Grinch movie soundtrack. Odd Future's spin-off project The Internet is lighting up the indie soul world. And Odd Future's most mysterious member, Earl Sweatshirt, who is famously lost for the first couple years of this decade, that's lost in air quotes I'm doing, well, he's now released his third studio album, and despite a modest title, it's just called Some Rap Songs, it's being hailed as the latest breakthrough that's knocking down walls between hip-hop and the rest of the music world. The album sounds unassuming, with lo-fi production and a crowded soundscape, but Earl's skills both on the mic and on the boards shine through on moody, jazzy tracks like Nowhere to Go.
First I had to find it. I couldn't find a friend. Had to rely on my rhythm. I be with Mike, man. 9 days I be with Satan with six. Prince, you dig? I'm in LA, we go. Please come and claim it, kid. I cannot play with them. Yeah, yeah.
With her second album, The Pains of Growing, Alicia Cara comes out quite clearly with her thesis in Easier Said with the line, "I spend my days complaining to a guitar." She's in charge, and she is proud of her point of view. Even if it could be considered grievances via guitar, she's got plenty to spare, and unlike many other 22-year-old buzzy stars, she wrote or co-wrote every single song on the album and produced three of the tracks herself. I think grumbles sound a lot sweeter coming out in Cara's voice. Check it out. It's Easier Said.
Hey, girl, with the empty eyes, open up. You know you look prettier when you smile. Look around, it's a decent life. You feel too much, pick up your feet and make use of your time. They should know how to talk up a storm. Rain down on your pity parade, trying to find the cure.
After a year that's seen Grimes in the headlines more for her on-again, off-again relationship with Elon Musk than for her music, it's great to have a new track to talk about. We Appreciate Power is a collaboration with synth-pop singer-songwriter Hanna. It's the first new music led by Grimes since Art Angels, my favorite album of 2015. The new song is an industrial-flavored banger with Grimes' ethereal voice floating over razor-edged guitar with a dark synth hook that would make Susie and the Banshees proud. You might hear it and think Nine Inch Nails, but Grimes says she was inspired by an all-female North Korean military band. She warns that you'd better listen to the song for your own good, since when our future robot overlords notice you've streamed it, they will see you've supported their message and be less likely to delete your offspring.
Mark Ronson has this uncanny ability to find the heart of a musician and create a song that is perfectly them. He's done it with Amy Winehouse, he's done it with Bruno Mars, and now he's done it with Miley Cyrus. This is perfect pop candy. It's got this hint of country, which is something that Miley Cyrus just has within her anyways. It takes her deep voice and makes heartbreak sound like the coolest new club to be at. Take a listen to Nothing Breaks Like a Heart.
Chance the Rapper does what he wants. A record label? Whatever. A horror movie about pizza delivery? Why not? A movie musical? In the works. Being a judge on a new hip-hop reality TV series? Yes, along with Cardi B and T.I. Speaking out for Chicago Public Schools? Yes. Running for mayor? Probably not. Oh, and he's getting married sometime. Amid all of this, he's still making music. Will these two new songs he's just released appear on a forthcoming EP? Are they singles from a new album? Will there be a video game where you can play Chance the Anonymous rapping Lyft driver? Who can say? There are no rules. Here's the man who has everything.
What to get the man who has everything? Trying to fit myself into a schedule and a wedding ring.
And that's today's music news. You can hear all this new music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. That poll where we asked what you wanted to hear us talk about this week was on The Current's Twitter. You can follow The Current at The Current. You can also follow each of us. Jade is at Jade is the name, and I'm at Jay Gabler. We'll be back Monday with more music news.
Find out where they got their names from. Christmas cards so gorgeous, other families want to frame one. Real talk, I need a front yard, a backyard, a side yard, a sidebar, a drive bar.